I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Browns, trying to figure out their quarterback. We have a Browns legend on here in just 1 second to talk about the state of the Browns and Rodgers signing in Pittsburgh. And the National High School Football Hall of Fame weekend is coming up in Canton, Ohio. I don't know why I said Canton, Ohio. You know where Canton is. At the Zimmerman Symphony Center, June 13th through the 15th. It's the third annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony to honor those who helped foster the legacy of high school football. For more information, tickets, and a list of inductees, those are all available at nhsfootballhof.com. Eric Metcalf, Browns legend, now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, how you doing? Very, very good. Always great to have you. Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I immediately said they're winning the division. What's your thought on the impact of Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh?
I've been talking to all kind of people about it before it ever happened, and I was like, I hate to say it, but he could really help them because I feel like he has enough talent and skill. We know he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, that all they needed was somebody to stabilize that position. And with him in there, they'll protect him, they'll run the football, and they'll play good defense, so they'll always have a chance to win, which we've seen over the course of Mike Tomlin's career.
How much you think their offense will change? Typically, you know, they run the ball an awful ton, and they kind of limit what the passers do. But with Aaron Rodgers, you obviously don't want to do that.
I don't think you want to do it, but I think that's just who they are, and that's what they will do. I mean, of course, he'll be Aaron Rodgers, and he'll have to make some plays. But I think it bodes well for him to run the ball more because now he doesn't have to stand back there and take the chance of getting hurt. And so with that, he always brings something special to the table, and there's some things that you can do in your passing game, but I think they stay as a running team that just is able to pass the ball well at times.
All right, Eric, I don't know how to do this. I know we want to get to the Browns talk with you, but last time you were on with us, you let us know you were a Knicks fan, and how you holding up there, fella?
I'm not good, but I'm good. You know, because I'm not good, but I'm good because I, for me, as a Knicks fan, and a lot of people may disagree with me, but I wasn't really a Tibbs fan. And so I think now you get a new voice, you get somebody who can maybe take them over, get them over the hump. The one thing I really want to happen as a Knicks fan is make some trades, and I want KD to be a New York Knick. And then, because that's the score that they needed. They need another score besides Brunson. You can't just give Brunson the ball and say go score. And that's why the Pacers were able to beat them.
Could you find a score that isn't 157 in basketball years?
Hey, can you find a scorer who's only 20 in basketball years who can score better than him?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fine. That's a fair rebuttal.
Okay. Eric, let's get to the Browns here. Who do you think is going to start week one at the quarterback spot?
I think Joe Flacco. I think, you know, he has a familiarity with Stefanski and the offense, and they know what they can and can't do with him. I mean, if it doesn't go well, then I think one of the young guys start. But But as of right now, looking at it, I would think, and I would hope, unless somebody just outshines him by a lot in preseason, which I don't see how you get the opportunity to do so, but unless that happens, I think Flacco starts.
So there's another name in the quarterback derby there, Shedeur Sanders. He's the fifth-round pick. There comes a lot of hoopla with Shedeur. I'm just curious, like, what's been your read on not just them drafting him, but all the circus that surrounded him throughout the entirety of the draft process?
Well, for me, I think going into it, it was more about his dad than him. You know, I mean, because I think when he was Shedeur's agent, and I don't think people or teams wanted to deal with having to deal with Deion as an agent and a father. I mean, if you're just a father and you talk like Deion and you act like Deion, which he's one of the best to ever do it, then okay, we can accept that because we don't have to negotiate with him. We don't have to listen to him if his client isn't playing. But when Deion is the agent as well, I think I don't think teams really like that, and so that put them in a peculiar situation where they might not have thought he was special enough where we'll still take him. I mean, because if they did, he wouldn't have failed to the fifth round. But now that he's fallen to the fifth round, the Browns got him. I think he's a talented football player who can come in and do good things if given the opportunity.
What do you make of the Browns taking two running backs and their styles between Judkins and Samson?
Well, I like it. I mean, because it's, you know, we always need a change of pace. When we played, it was K-Mac and myself, or K-Mac and EB when they played, the guys who did things differently. So that gives the offensive staff and play callers opportunity to do things to diversify the offense with who's in that game. If one guy might be a pounder kind of guy that you run in between the tackles a lot, the other guy might be a guy who catches the ball and can run sweeps a lot. And so So when you have a lot of guys who can do multiple things, it bodes well for the team.
Eric, I'm curious. So much of the Browns' messaging this offseason is, hey, we're going to get back to who we used to be. We're going to get back to Kevin Stefanski's offense, the wide zone blocking scheme. We get back to the defense we had 2 years ago. How likely do you think all that is going into this year, trying to replicate what you did 2 years ago?
If I'm Stefanski, it's very likely because that's what got me wins. When we tried to change up and do a lot of different things, we didn't win too many games and we weren't in the playoffs. And when you're talking about a coach, not winning will get you fired. And so if that's the best chance that you have of winning games going back to what you were doing, I think that's what you do. And so and that's what I've always said. Do what you do because that's what got you the coaching job. That's what got you the playoffs a couple of times. And that's who the Browns are. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Be who you are and make people stop it. Just make adjustments to it when people are playing against it pretty good.
What do you make of the idea that the Browns likely aren't bringing back Nick Chubb and it feels like he's going to have to find another team?
You know, that's a tough one. I mean, because Nick, the person, the football player, you have to love him as a guy who showed up to work every day, didn't know hassles, no problems, and just worked and played good football. But then it's a position, the running back, where people think you can just plug somebody in, and he's had a few injuries, and he's getting older. So I understand if he doesn't come back because that's just the way it is.
Eric Metcalf on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's with us on behalf of the 3rd Annual National High School Football Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. That takes place next weekend, June 14th at 6 p.m. The ceremony honors the outstanding and unsung players and coaches of high school football. It all takes place in Canton. Tickets and a list of inductees available at nhsfootballhof.com. We've talked a lot about the culture with the Cleveland Browns. I think that's synonymous with wins and losses, obviously. But can you have a winning culture without winning more than you lose?
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's tough. it's very tough. I think you know, people know that this franchise and this team and this staff have won there in Cleveland. People know that, and so I think people can come there and believe that there's always an opportunity to win because of what they've done. I mean, it hasn't been consistent, but because you have won games, you feel good about if things go right, you can win. And I think they can put it together with this team. I think it's a matter of shoring up the offensive line, making sure guys can stay healthy, which we haven't been able to do for the last few years, and getting the defense to playing like they were a couple years ago. And then you win some games, and that's when people start to believe, and then you get free agents who want to come in, and you start to build something. It's about getting momentum, but our consistency hasn't been there, and that's why you don't look at it as a winning culture.
You played for Bill Belichick. Are you surprised at the amount of attention that is around Bill Belichick and who he dates?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all. I mean, when you talk of Bill's an older guy, he has a young lady. And so, and who he is, he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. So he's in the light. And so people know who he is. So when you see him doing things, especially in this day and age of social media and everything, people are always going to pay attention to what someone else is doing, especially a guy who know like he is. And so I'm not surprised that people pay attention to it. I don't understand why they do, because it's really not their business, but, you know, to each his own.
Could you, when you played for Bill Belichick, have ever seen him date a woman 50 years his younger?
Well, not at that time.
That would be illegal.
That would be wrong.
You're not wrong.
That would be very wrong.
but you know, it's just knowing him like I do, Bill was more fun and funnier than people, than he let out to be on the news and in interviews and everything. So knowing him like I do, it wouldn't surprise me if at the time he was older, this age now, and he was single, that this could happen.
So I guess it's interesting. I think Bill's going to have a lot of success in college. I do. He's just a really bright guy. I think he can adapt. I think they gave him everything he wanted. I'm just curious, like, when you look at that, Bill Belichick having not coached in college in over 50 years, now going back to college as a 73-year-old head coach, like, what do you think is the make or break part of that? What do you think of coach going back to college?
I think for him, it's first and foremost, is how much NIL money the school is going to be able to put it behind it. And then when you get past that part, I think the fact that Bill Lombardi and all those guys have been in the NFL where players are trying to get will help them out a lot. They will be able to sell the fact that they know how to get you to the NFL and what it takes to be that player. And so I think they'll do a good job. But once again, it's about, can you keep players? Can you get players with the way NIL and transfer portal is working now?
So obviously you played your college ball at Texas. Browns and Arch Manning, is it a match made in heaven, or you feel like Arch Manning will stay maybe another season after this one and the Browns won't have a shot there?
So you're just assuming the Browns are going to lose.
Well, is that not a fair assumption? Or are we Eric, you got a 9-win team here?
I don't know how many wins they have, but I don't think they'll be in the top 5 picks this year. I don't think so. I don't. Maybe I'm being a little zealous, but I don't think they'll be a top 5 pick. But Arch Manning, I think he comes out after this year. I mean, I think he's done enough in the little time that he played subbing in for Quinn Ewers that people know that he's an athlete and he can go out there and play the position. Now he gets a year to run the show full time, and they're currently ranked number one in some polls and then picked to win the national championship. And so if he does that, I think, or even gets them really close, and it's because of him, I think, that he comes out.
All right, Eric, we're taking NBA Finals predictions today. What you got?
Look here. I'm a Knicks fan, so I hate the Pacers, but I'm from Seattle,
yep.
So I'm supposed to hate OKC also, because that's our team.
Yep, you're in a bind.
Right, I'm in the bind. And so my Seattle people would not like this, but I think OKC is going to win, and that's who I really would want to win, because I'd rather see them win than the Pacers.
As a Knicks fan, do you think Timothy Chalamet is cool, or do you feel like he's overplayed?
I think he's cool. I just think he's cool just because of what he does in the movies and how he acts, especially as Bob Dylan. He's real cool, right?
That was a pretty good movie.
I like that. I like how he acts. So I think he's a cool guy. You can go from Bob Dylan, you can be Wonka, you all over. Or you can be in Doom, right?
All right, but here's the problem, Eric. He grew up in the Bronx. He summered in France, and he acts French. I just feel like we got an identity crisis with our boy Shalamama Ding Dong there.
Hey, I feel like we all have an identity crisis at some point, so it's okay.
I'm about to be 40. That makes sense to me.
If only my identity crisis got me a Jenner.
Right.
Eric, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much. Eric Metcalf there, Browns legend. He was not touching the Jenner thing. Was not doing it. There were two things on Eric Metcalf's no-fly list. It was the Jenner thing, and it was the Jordan Hudson thing.
I thought he answered both. All we needed and then some.
So Eric joined us on behalf of the National High School Football Hall of Fame Week in Canton, coming up June 13th through the 15th. It's the third annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. If you want to find more out about that, NHSFootballHOF.com. We'll react to what he had to say. And it's time that we come clean about the abuse of Anthony Lant in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.